Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. 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 Uh-oh. Having some technical difficulties, y'all. Sorry. Hello.
I hear a whole lot of beeping going on.
Yeah, I know. Hey, what up, y'all? It is Big Red and Brother B, another edition of The Menu. What up? Happy Mother's
What's
Day.
What's up? Thank you. And happy Mother's
Mama
Day to all that are listening.
Yeah, all you good mothers. I don't know about your crab cake mothers, but the good mommies.
They deserve a Mother's Day, too. They deserve a happy Mother's Day. Listen.
If you're a Krabby Patty mom, you don't deserve nothing. Can't be a Krabby Patty mom. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
get love, no.
You're right. But you know what? Listen, they still carried that child for 9 months, and you know, like I said, you can't. Like they always say, you can't pick your family. So.
Yeah, this is true. But just
can't
know,
pick your family.
To all you Krabby Patty moms, Brother B don't like you, but. Big Red, you know, giving you a shout. So, you lucky. On the after show is with you. Anyway. What up, Red? What's going on? What up?
I'm good. Just in a little bit of recovery, trying to recover from, Friday night.
You was in the streets.
Hanging out. And, having to get up and go to work the next day sometimes, you know, that's not as easy as it is when you're in your 20s and 30s. So,
we're 20s and 30s. You can sleep for 30 minutes and get back at it now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We up.
Get a certain age. It's like,
We had a certain part of the beanstalk. Nah, I can't do that. You can't do that. Well, what up, y'all? Hope all y'all are well. Another episode of The Menu. Once again, it is Big Red, Brother B, hollering at you. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And we are going to just talk a little bit about this past week in the news. There's a lot of flim-flammery and, you know, fuckery going on. Yeah, it's crazy. But you know what I'm saying? But we are going to reserve the last 10-15 minutes for Big Red to entertain us and tell us about what she was doing in the streets on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, because we want to know what she was doing in the streets on Friday. Okay?
All right.
So,
no problem.
So let's get this swinging. Now, I was looking at something. Apparently, there has been some, in the past 4 days, last week, mm-hmm. there were some bodies, corpses that people were, you know, dead people popping up and trying to find out what the hell is going on.
Mm.
It says a fourth dead body appeared in public in New York City Friday morning as police found a corpse on the subway. On the subway.
What subway? What train was this?
This was found. He was found on the A train, stopped at J Street Metrotech station.
What?
Around 7:50 in the morning. Yeah, man. Yeah. It says northbound A and C trains experienced delays and had to be rerouted while, you know, police were checking out the information. You know, but they were saying that this is the fourth person that they have found dead in public. Two men were found dead in Central Park within the span of 24 hours.
Right. I read up on that. Yeah, I read about that.
And then there was another body that was found at the skate park at Riverside Park hanging from a tree. Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, like, listen, you know, to you know, all out there in Blog Talk, Radio Land, and Internet Land, lovers, listen, like, I don't really deal with the news. Like, I don't pay attention. I don't really miss, because it's kind of miserable. And I don't like my day to be ruined by hearing about certain things. So I just kind of try to avoid the news. And one of the things, you know, other than that, I also wanted to touch on, you know, because, like, that's crazy. Like, we're getting ready to hopefully go into the summer soon. And then you got, like, you know, bodies popping up here and here, you know. Like,
yeah, well,
you know,
that's going to, you know, it happens all the time. It's just that I think, once again, it's the thing of we have to put a fear into. I think, I don't know. I don't know if they think that people just get bored and they just say, well, you know what, let's put something to spark people's interest right now. Let's put something out there and have people in a frenzy. Because don't you know
that
that's how it, like, huh?
Well, that would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like, but that's the way it's seeming, that, but that's the way it seems like that's how it's going. Like, they just put things out there to put people into a frenzy, like, before the holiday. Because, you know, remember, Memorial Day is coming up. People going to start being, hopefully, well, let's talk about another thing before, well, a little bit about another thing. This weather, if this weather ever starts acting correctly, because I don't know what's going on, because, you know, this is May, and by this time, we should be, like, in at least the mid-70s or touching 80, and it's feeling like March outside every day. So that's another crazy thing that's going on. But, you know, we're going into the Memorial Weekend. People are going to start, hopefully, like I said, hopefully they're going to be going to Coney Island, the beach. They're going to start going out places. So now it's like, I don't know, for some reason, it's like they're putting this out here about people's bodies and bodies being here and there. And then I was also reading a little bit of what it said. They were saying that around the springtime, the bodies start popping up. Like, and I guess if they dump these people back in, I guess, the winter time or whatever happens during the winter, the bodies start popping up come springtime.
Oh, so wait, this wasn't recent? Like, this is not some reason. Like, they were saying that these bodies been there. That's what they're saying?
Right. These are not, no. Let me tell you, I don't know about the A-Train person. Now, the only thing I can say about that with the A-Train, that might have been somebody that might have gotten sick, or they were maybe, you know, they might have been by the past the wave that while they was on the train. You know, things happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little different. But in terms of with bodies being in the water, you're going to always get that because, like I said.
Oh, the bodies, they were in the water.
Nah, right.
No, I'm saying, no. I told you, I don't mess with the news like that. So the bodies were found in the water.
Right. The bodies were found in the water, but that happens, though, because it's, once again, you know, if they get dumped a certain time, I guess, of the year, and then as the springtime come around, the body starts to, I guess, if it's deteriorated, you know, to that point, it's going to pop up sooner or later. And it's always around maybe the summer, it's like spring and summer months.
Well, I used to tell somebody close to me that dead bodies eventually float to the surface.
Right.
You try to keep something down, eventually it comes out.
Right, absolutely.
But, oh, that's crazy. Like, I didn't even know that, that was the deal. But
it's not like them bodies just got there. Them bodies was there. I think the other one they were saying that it was recent, but even though it even the same thing, it has to come up, you know, sooner or later because it's the water. But the water's still kind of cold, so I kind of understand. But, you know, listen, you can listen. There's bodies everywhere, somewhere that, you know. So I don't know why they're trying to act like that's something unusual that's happening.
Well, you know, it's the media. It's the way the media probably reports
right.
it.
Right. Like it's
you said,
not
they
something
wanna,
unusual.
They get somebody, people scared.
Right. I'm sure there's
scared.
A. I'm sure there's a lot of bodies in Central Park. I'm sure there is. In any other park that has a river or a little something, that I'm sure there is.
Yeah, that's great. But that's crazy, though. Like, you know, to stumble upon something like that, you're just walking in the park or you're going for a jog and you see something like that. That's like, you know, that's real
right.
Extra.
I understand that, but you know, I'm sure that's not the first time. Maybe those people are shocked about it. I'm sure that ain't the first. I'm sure, unfortunately,
sure.
That ain't the first time. You know, because like I said, things happen. And, you know, listen, once again, you think these are, you still got these monsters out here, you know. You still got people, okay, you know what I'm saying? You don't pay. Swimming with the fishes. You don't pay that loan back you got a gambling problem and you don't pay that money back.
Oh, gosh. You really took it there.
Yeah.
you went to the gangsters.
That's right. The gangsters. Listen, a lot of them, they older. Listen, they got nephews and cousins and sons and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh,
you know you're out of control.
Grandsons.
All right. You crazy. But, yo, I really want to come across, you know, and tell you something about this, because this is something that I did hear about, and it really bothered me, you know, when I did hear about it, because I wondered, like, what does a kid know about suicide? So the eight-year-old in Cincinnati that killed himself because he was being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
So I I don't get it. Like this whole bullying thing and all this stuff is really got. I mean, it's been going on for years, but my whole thing is, how is it so bad to the point? Because, like I said, bullying's been going on for years. When we was in school, we weren't killing ourselves because of bullying. So what the hell is going on?
Because when we were getting, if we got bullied or somebody bothered us or whatever, it was left at school. It was just like, okay, you got bullied. That person, you're not going to see that person until you go back to school on Monday. Or somebody intervened as in terms of maybe one of your friends or, you know, maybe a parent, you know, parents were more, you know, in tune. The school was more in tune to what's going on. Now it's to the point where it's like these people that work in these schools, they are just there to get a paycheck. I'm not saying, I'm hoping that's not the case with this young man, but they don't want to get involved because, you know why they don't want to get involved? Because then you have these parents that get on the teachers, or they have to deal with that. If they know that the child is a troublesome child, then they know the parent, and the parent is troublesome. So
okay.
There's so much you can do.
Okay, well, check this out. You know, the child's name was Gabriel Tay.
Mm.
My condolences to his family and all that to him. But I still can't wrap my head around the fact that what they're saying is, and this is from NBC News, where I'm getting this from. So they're saying that 2 days later, the boy hung himself with a necktie in his bedroom. Now, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. He's 8 years old. Yo, when I was 8 years old, I was thinking about He-Man, G.I. Joe, Voltron, you know, things that I was thinking about other
stuff. Exactly.
You know,
you didn't have a cell phone.
Riding the bike.
You didn't have social media.
But, is this one of those where is this one of those times where we have to point the finger at social media? Because, like I said, we never heard about kids killing themselves because they were bullied.
Right.
And
right.
I'm like, all right, where is this coming from? And why is this starting to seem like some type of trend? Like, you know, you just check out, oh, somebody hates me, oh, I'm just going to go check out. Like, are you serious? Life is so much
right.
more than that. Life is,
right, you're absolutely
like,
right.
My life is so much, like, why would you want to end yourself because of somebody else?
Because I don't
get it. Like, if nothing is that bad, nothing is that bad. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Nothing is that bad to take your own life.
Okay, you're right.
There's homeless people out there on the street begging for change, but they ain't taking their lives.
But guess what? They're not 8 years old. It's a different. Once again, these kids have a lot of responsibility on them at young ages. I don't get it either, but they do. And we are going to go back to social media because that is the root of what's going on. Not only just social media, the TV shows that they're watching. And once again, it's when you're being bullied. Like I said. You know that you're not going to see that person until you go back to school. That person may not necessarily live in your neighborhood, so you're not going to see them like that. But guess what? You go on Facebook, they're talking about you on Facebook. They probably have their other friends. And like I said, these kids don't be having like maybe one or two friends, maybe 10 friends. They have over 1,000-something friends, and these kids are like 8 and 9 and 10 years old, 11, 12, and they got over 1,000-something friends. I don't even know that many damn people. And I've been on this earth for over 40 years. How the hell do you know that many people? So guess what? If you're on Facebook and you got – I'll say 30 people calling you a name or saying something to you, because I don't know. I read up on it a little bit, and well, not read up on it. I had watched some of the video, and the boy's mother is Caucasian. And if you look at the little boy, he looks Spanish. So I don't know if maybe his mother's Caucasian and his father maybe African-American, okay? So you never know. The bullying might have been about that. And because of all of what's going on with, you know, everybody going after what Trump is saying, and then they might have been getting on him like, oh, go back to Africa, this, that, no, your mother's white and your father's, you know, they might have been getting on him like that, and he might have felt the way about that.
Well, my thing is, what the hell were the teachers doing?
And that's my point.
Like, what were the teachers doing? Because, you know, it's funny how teachers, like, and I'm not condemning teachers, because there are some teachers out there that care, but the ones that don't care are really making it bad for the ones that do. So you're trying to tell me that no one was giving this kid the time of day? No one was paying attention to what's going on?
No, because guess what? If you were a teacher, now I'm going to tell you, when we were in school, there wasn't that many kids in the class. Now you have a teacher, you got one teacher, and she got almost 35 to 40 kids. When we were growing up in school, the most kids we had in our class was maybe 25 kids. But now you got one teacher, she got over 30-something kids because a lot of these classes are overcrowded. So she can't watch everybody, but once again, you got to also blame what the upbringing from home. Who is teaching that child? And then a lot of these parents think the teacher is supposed to teach your child how to act in school. No, that's not the teacher's job. So guess what? The teacher's trying to teach a class, but she got to teach your little bad ass, excuse my language, to sit his behind down or stop talking to somebody or saying this and saying that. And like I said, if you got over maybe 20 kids in the class that's sitting down learning and the rest of the class is going off, how much are they going to watch everybody? My thing is with security. Don't they got school? Like, I know New York is not the only school with school safety. What else is security at?
Yeah, I know. Well, they were saying, well, basically what they're saying was that the kid, the bully was picking on another kid. And then the kid Gabriel, you know, was seen, barely seen on camera. He went and, like, extended his hand. I guess he went to try and, you know, intervene. And he got pushed. And he grabbed his arm, pushed him into the wall. And, you know, Gabriel, you know, I guess he must have hit his head or something.
Wow.
So,
see, I didn't see the video, but I didn't see that.
Well, I mean, regardless to you know, like a video or not, I don't know why there aren't stiffer penalties put in place when kids are out there bullying other kids, knowing that this has become some situation. Because, yo, real talk, and I'm not trying to disrespect, you know, anyone, but, I mean, I guess I just got to just come down front street and say it. Like, you're a parent, like, you can't be coddling these kids, man. Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like we grew up a whole lot tougher. Like, we didn't have helmets and bicycles. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have to wear the damn seatbelts. You know, there's a lot of things that we didn't have to wear.
You stupid. We had
skateboards.
You went through the windshield. You just rolled over and got up. That's
yeah, exactly. So, like, yo, did we have car seats, right?
Nope.
Yeah, we didn't have car seats. So my whole thing is like, yo, everything is so like. Like, oh, well, you know, I got to put you in bubble wrap and send you outside. And I'm like, yo, these kids know how to be tough. Like, yo, if you got bullied, either you pulled your drawers up and you just like, yo, I ain't having it, or you just ran home to your mother, but, like, killing yourself?
Yeah,
like,
but
I
guess what?
I wrap my head around it. How do you, how
what
do
if you don't,
how do you 8 years old know how to kill yourself?
But what if you don't have, because there's also a thing called YouTube, but what, and guess what, the music, you don't know what kind, and once again, a lot of these, once again, rappers, they talk about stupidness like that, killing yourself, you know, suicide, you probably don't social media, you probably, oh, why don't
you
kill yourself, why don't you just kill yourself?
You're breaking up.
You get
breaking
now?
Up. Yeah,
hello?
Yeah,
oh.
I hear you now.
Some of the kids, you know, probably was on, you know, on social media telling them, oh, well, if you can't do this, that, and other, why don't you just kill yourself? Why don't you, you know, so it's supposed to be a just a statement, but some people will take that literally and do it. You know, and then they say run home, but guess what if you don't have nobody to run home to? If mom is working, if dad is not around or dad is working, who you run home to? What if grandma don't live in the same? Remember, you know, like, you know, grandma lived in the same building the way I lived at. You lived in the same building. Who do you run to? If you don't have any family.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, you know, like, who do you run to? If you don't have no family or anybody to run to, and guess what? You might run to a neighbor, and you don't know that neighbor might end up doing something to you, so you can't run to the neighbor. Or maybe your mother and father don't get along with the neighbor. You know, like, it's just a sad situation because, like, these kids have no outlet. They don't have, just like you said, they have nobody they can go to and say, hey, help me. Or I need help. That's, you
that's
know,
crazy.
That's sad. They don't have anybody to say, help me. And like I said, when you know, you would think the bullying would stop and then get home once again. Or the little boy, you know, I'm sure, you know, a lot of these kids, they have cell phones. You got a cell phone, your notifications is going off and somebody's talking about you and they're saying this about you and they're saying that about you. Da, 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 you know? So, Maybe he had development. You know, maybe he had something wrong. You know, mentally also. You know, he could have been. You know, something could have been wrong with him.
Yeah, something could have been wrong, but like I said, at 8 years old, our mentalities were totally different, and killing yourself with suicide was not something that I believe a lot of us were aware of or even thinking about at 8 years old.
No, absolutely not.
Just like some of the other dumb shit. All right, I have to say it, and I, once again, my condolences to the family. This kid, and even though this happened a couple of weeks ago, this kid that's playing with the gun on Instagram Live and shoots himself. Okay. I don't understand. What are you kids out here trying to prove, man? Like, what are you really, why, and if you're trying to prove something, why the hell are you going on social media trying to prove it? What are you trying to show people? Like, listen, you want 15 minutes of fame? 20 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
Listen, go. You know what you do? Go make a rap song and put it on live, or go like do a magic trick and put it on YouTube or something. But yo, playing with a gun while you live on Instagram. I don't get it. Like, I really don't get it. I really don't.
Because you know what it is. It's some things. You can hear me.
Right here.
Okay. It's those things like those challenges that everybody's all the water bucket over your head challenging, to do this challenge and then that challenge. So they figure it's a challenge. Listen, Facebook told me to do it, so I'm gonna do it. Somebody on Facebook told me to do it, I'm gonna do it. We have a bunch of followers going on in this world now. Nobody wants to be a leader. Everybody wants to be a follower. And that's the problem.
Who's over here?
Hello?
Ooh. Yeah,
hello?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I put on mute
what
for
happened?
A minute. I put it on mute for a minute. No,
all right.
Those are kids our age. Parents our age, our generation, why are you not out there trying to instill some type of, you know what I'm saying, something in your kids to toughen them up? Because I'm like, a lot of these kids out here are punks. They punks because they got a role in a whole bunch of a pack of people. They ain't got no heart to do anything by themselves. And if they do it by themselves, they doing it in front of a camera to show more audience something. Like, yo, I remember back in the days, there used to be a code in the streets. There used to be rules. Now all of a sudden, like, you got suckers exploiting things for what they aren't.
Yep. Because that's the norm. That's what it's about now. It's about being fake. We say this all the time. Nobody wants to be real anymore. Everybody, it's all about being fake.
But how did fake become real?
Look, ask,
I'm like, yo, that sounds crazy.
Ask your local rapper. Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. I can't talk about none of these suckers, man. I can't. Like, listen, don't get me wrong. Like, I you know what I'm saying? I like Drake, some of Drake's music. But the same stuff, like, dude, you wimping out. You can't be hard singing to him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't be talking tough and turn around and singing.
Right, and then you got these kids thinking that you was living a certain lifestyle. And, dog, you came from Canada. You had a house. You had a car, a driveway. How the hell are you sitting up there talking all this mess about all and this and that and the other and all that stuff and itches and this, that, and other? Dog, you came from now. Your father may not have been a rabbit. You still had your mother. And like I said, you lived in a house, not an apartment, not in the project, not in no rough neighborhood. You lived in Canada. You probably had elk coming out the damn shrub in the backyard. Like, really?
Like, yo, I don't understand it, man.
But you know, it's the thing of they made money off of that, and these kids felt it, and they said, "Oh, Drake, oh, this is something new. This is somebody new." And then he was sounding a little bit like Lil Wayne, because, like I said, my son was sitting here listening to him one day. This, you know, when he first came out, and I said, "Oh, Lil Wayne got a new, you know, got new music out," and I'm thinking it's Lil Wayne, but it was Drake. My son was like, "No, no, that's Drake." I said, "Drake? Who the hell is this?"
It's not actually to me. It's the reason, if you notice, most of the rappers that are not black, that I mean, listen, Eminem, and I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna come up front street and say it. People can get mad, but don't get it twisted. I got love for Eminem. I listen to his music, but Eminem is a champion for the white folk. Like, mm-hmm. They made him, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, we got to take him and put him up on a pedestal because he's not black and he's doing it.
Exactly.
Now Drake is half Jewish. Now, Drake is half Jewish. He's half Jewish.
And that's another thing.
So you know he's being touted and everybody's screaming L'Chaim and all that other stuff. Like, I mean, yo, that's all good. You can have your little champion. It is what it is. Nobody's, you know what I'm saying, nobody, like, you know what, it's amazing how somebody will get offended over you telling the truth. But listen, I don't care. The truth is the truth. You just mad because your bias is, you know what I'm saying, like, your bias is out there. You want, it's on Front Street.
Right.
You don't want people to think that you're a certain way, but you are. And it is what it is.
Right.
He's half Jewish, and he's kind of like, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Because if
right,
he was black,
we were stuck
skills,
with Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
We got stuck with Vanilla Ice, and you see how that turned out.
Yeah, listen.
Shoot.
I can rock with Eminem, but I remember Everlast from back in the days. Everlast was true to the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been
mm-hmm.
true. I remember he was in syndication with Ice-T and all. Everlast was always true to game, so he'll always be
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whether he was Whitey Ford, the House of Pain, whatever, he always get props from
mm-hmm.
me. He always kept it 100. And Eminem, same thing. Eminem always kept it 100. But Eminem can't control how he's treated in the
mm-hmm.
media. And by the labels, they'll roll out the red carpet for him. So listen, if they're gonna roll it out, homeboy, walk on it.
Right.
I say the same thing about Drake too. But all right, the rapping and singing thing, like you can't, like, I'm just a little against, like, everybody got emotions, everybody got feelings, but yo, son, you can't mix, you can't be having these so called tough moments and then Marvin's Room moment, because then that makes you seem like something's wrong, like you're a little crazy,
mm-hmm.
like you're bipolar.
He says like something's wrong.
Like, well, dude, 1 minute you can't be crying and then be talking about screaming, Riverside, motherfucker. Like, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Wake up in the morning, bitch, where's my bacon? And then be like, oh, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be doing that. Like, that's not cool, man.
But they're making the money off of that. They don't care.
Well, yeah, this is true. They're making the money off of it. And I get it.
Can they do?
It seems like everything nowadays is about money. Money is more important than people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it interesting how some people will sell their soul for a dollar. So the whole life, sell out somebody else for a dollar.
Exactly, because when MC Hammer did it, everybody got on him.
So what did Hammer really do? We got to ask, what did Hammer really do?
Well, he brought something new out. Because remember, he was an West Coast rapper. I'm sorry, he was West Coast. But he brought something different to it. Remember, N.W.A. was out at that time, and you know,
well,
a lot of that hardcore stuff.
Hammer was like, he was like a disco rapper. I remember his song
right.
like "Turn This Mother Out," And then he came with that, and then, you know, everything just switched up.
Right, and then with the clothes and all that other stuff. So
and the dance.
You know, a lot of people were just like, okay, you know, people were, like, you had some people feeling it, but then some people was like, you know, especially like the hardcore, like I said, the hardcore fan rappers was just like really like that gangster. And they
breaking up again.
They was just who they were saying like he was a clown, like he was a rapping clown. So then that's when you had all the other rappers, you know, started making fun of him and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then when he went broke, then you know the story of that.
Really got fun. Yeah, exactly. But okay, so now I noticed lately that there's been this issue about Trump care and Obamacare.
Oh, all right,
I just got to touch upon this real quick. I ain't going to stay on it. I'd stay on it. But, all right, my thing is this. If it was just known as the Affordable Care Act, would there have been any issue of, you know what I'm saying, would there have been any issue of
right,
them wanting to change it? But since they kind of put the whole Obama name on it, everybody kind of getting on some, oh, well, we don't want this. We don't want this care and that care. And I'm like, but wait a minute. You didn't just come up with the plan for him. He came up with it for everybody.
Right, exactly.
But I guess I wonder, is it because he came up with it? Or
right,
like,
started,
you know,
to wonder that.
Yeah, and then they wanted to say, "Oh well, it's Obamacare, so Obama's made it up." So, you know, like, I mean, really? Like, you know,
and that's the thing.
That
he ain't even he's not even in office no more, and y'all still bothering this man. Like, really?
Oh, of course, of course.
I ain't gonna never let him live. Like,
nope. You know why? Because it's obvious that he has done some things that has rattled their cage. So they got to make it seem like he screwed up something that they have to fix.
He ain't screw up nothing.
Exactly. I'm not saying that because he's a black man. I'm just saying that because it seemed like he was doing the job, you know what I'm saying, that we needed, but people just had a problem with the fact that it was a black man doing it.
Right. Yep. And that's the sad
part.
I really think that's what it was.
I think it was the fact that it was a black man that people had to say yes to, or people had to just deal with in general. Like, it's okay to deal with black people when they playing ball or football or they rapping or certain things, but you it's sad when some people just get on this thing of, well, I don't want to see a black man as my doctor. I don't want to see a black man as the person making my food. I don't want to see a black man.
Don't take me to a black doctor.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Like, that, I think that's the problem. And a lot of people want to say, oh, I'm not a racist. Well, you may not be a racist, but you're something. You may not be a racist,
but you're something.
Yeah, you're something. Like, you have some type of problem with black people, and some people really need to address that within themselves.
Right.
Because no matter what you say, no matter what you do, me being black ain't got nothing to do with you. Like, I can walk by your car. You can lock your door, call the police. Dude, I ain't thinking about you.
Right, grab your purse all you want.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about you.
Well, that's stupid. Yeah, but they don't know that. They think that you're thinking about them. They think that, you know,
you're not that
important. You know. Right. Well, they think they are.
You know how that goes. Yeah, you're not that important.
How that goes.
But if you're going to have a problem really about color? Like, wake up. And maybe next week we'll probably have to touch upon this as a topic. Because it's 2017 and I'm still wondering, even though I think we addressed this before, maybe we have to like readjust this again. But it's like, what's your problem?
Right, what is your issue?
Why can't just be human? Why does color always have to be put in the mix of something? Oh, he's black, she's black, or he's black, so you know they act like this. Okay, well, I see a lot of white people, but I don't turn around and say every white person is a thief and a murderer.
Right, exactly. Well, they don't like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that. But, you know, obviously, every people like running with the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Unbelievable.
If Obamacare was so bad, why are people having, like, why are the Republicans trying to change it and people are rebelling? If it's so bad.
Right. That's the point. That's the point. They know it's not bad, and they know it's helping people. But, see, you have to realize it's just like, you know, it's the pharmaceutical companies, it's the doctors. They want to make that money. They want to make that money. They want to keep that money rolling in.
So do you think it has anything to do with the fact of the pre-existing conditions that are being that are accepted with Obamacare? Because it seemed like the Republicans really don't want that. And maybe that's the moneymaker right there.
If they accept
pre-existing conditions, then that means you don't pay extra for certain things. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's accepted. But if you don't, if it's not accepted, then, well, you know, you really got to pay or you're just going to die.
Exactly. And
I find that kind of disgusting for someone who wants to call himself an American and care about the people and this, that, and the third. But then again, what is America? What was it built on? So I guess it is what it is to a degree.
Right. They're trying to keep that money coming in.
Well, technically, it's blood money. No matter how you slice it, it's blood money.
Oh yeah. You know that.
Like you can't treat people like that. And I don't.
Yeah, but they don't. They don't consider us people. Remember that.
Well, it's obvious that, you know, with this regime in office, they don't care about anybody except it's only the rich. If you're rich black, then fine. But, you know what I'm saying, you have to have the money. If you're not rich, they don't care what color you are. You're just gonna get tossed in the hole, just like everybody else. And that's what I find disheartening, because the dollar, once again, seems to trump humanity. It's all about money.
And that's what I want to know. How did that happen? Like, how did it get to that point?
Well, look at our current president, who's all about money. I mean, he's had shows where he's been very disrespectful, treat people like crap. And, you know, people seem to think that that's okay. So what did you think he was going to do when he got the highest seat in the nation?
Right,
he's going to continue his reign of treating people like crap.
Yeah, but that's my thing. Like, I'm saying how people think it's okay. He's firing left and right. Like, he's doing one of his celebrity apprentice shows. It's like you're just firing people, and once again, you're running this country like you're running a business, and you can't do that. It's not the same thing.
True.
So now,
well,
with you firing this, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. We're going to let 3054 speak on it.
Okay, go on 3054.
I'm back.
Of course you are. Sean, you're in the bathroom.
Of course I'm in the bathroom. I'm in my office.
Oh, fuck.
This is my office.
Your bathroom is the office?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Silly, even. I'm sorry. I couldn't call sooner. I was too busy celebrating Father's Day, you know, today. So, shout out to all the fathers there. Brother B, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, sir. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Big Red.
Oh, God. What is it? What?
Happy Parent Day. Happy Parent Day, you know.
Parent Day. What else?
What else? But on a real note, happy Mother's Day to you and everyone else. Many
thank
blessings.
You.
I'm sorry, I just tuned in, so I don't know what the topic is. Or me.
We were just randomly touching on, you know, this past week's events in the news, from bodies being found to eight-year-old boy that killed himself because of bullying, to kid that shot himself on Instagram, to this whole Obamacare versus Trump care. Like, if it was just left at the Affordable Care Act name, would there be an issue? But since
no,
they
there
put
would not
the
be
Obamacare
no
name.
That funny, we did talk about that on Monday Night Show on The Absolute Truth. And yes, it's because the black man name is on it. Anything a black man touch, the white people have to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
less and less, unless it makes them money.
Yes. If it benefits them, no problem. But it's like, God forbid, in the history book, a black man or a black woman or black person trying to make something good. But it's funny how Obama, whether you like him or not, tried his best for the 8 years to get his country back in shape and take Donald Trump 118 days, 20 days to turn this to a media frenzy, crazy world we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me when I tell you, the media love Donald Trump.
Oh yeah.
And he's a media hog. He's a media hog. He loves it just as much. Yeah.
You know what? And when we talk about Donald Trump on my show, the listeners listen. When I talk about other topics, I don't get that much listeners. Like, it's mind-boggling. You know, you could talk a serious topic. Yeah, it's like, it's mind-boggling. When we talk about Trump, I get more listeners. I'm like, wow. Because everybody wants to know what's going on about Trump. You know?
And that's the sad thing about it. Yep, that's sad because he's thriving off it. I think that's the reason why he wanted to be president, because he wanted the attention. I think he's like a little kid that wants attention.
And you know what? He's getting it. Well, think about it.
And he's getting exactly what he wants.
They made presidents from Clinton to Bush to Obama. How we talk about a president so much in short amount of time. It's not been a year. It's not been what? Maybe 6 months? Not even 6 months. 5 months. And look how much the world is talking about Trump.
Yeah.
Well, he damn sure beat Obama. Because, you know, everybody was mad in the beginning and were mad for the past 8 years that it was a black man in that seat. But Trump has managed to generate just, like you said, this whole media frenzy. They watch everything he do. It's like, you know what? It's like his own personal reality show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. With the media.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we turn around. We are entertained by it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's sad because the President of the United States is it's like the whole situation, he's turned into like some type of reality show / joke.
And,
it's not about really running the country. It's about, you know, how many likes or how my ratings can go up.
And like I told people, I never know a president or a politician that tweets so much on everything that he is doing.
Well, first of all, I don't even see why he's still allowed to do that.
That's true.
You know why. But yeah. Question.
You breaking up, Big Red. Yeah, I don't know why.
I said, you know why. I said, I don't know why.
You're breaking you know? Up.
You're breaking Uh-oh. Up, Red.
Hello?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I'm sitting right here. I said, you know why he's allowed to do that? I said, you know why he's allowed to do that? I said, I don't know why you asked
why?
That question.
He's white.
Because he's white.
He's white.
You know, I get tired of saying, oh, he's white. Oh, but white, what? Like, really?
He said white.
Like, is that like the answer to the everyday
white privilege?
Why he's allowed to do that?
It's white privilege. It's white privilege.
Well, that it is what it is. I mean, unfortunately, that's what it is. It is what it is. You can't. It's no other reason of why he's allowed to do what he wants to do, allowed to do certain things. What other reason? You can't say, oh, because he's no. Because if that was the case, then Obama would have been tweeting all his life, but he wasn't that type of person.
You know,
it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. What's good? Talk, brother. Talk.
No, it's funny how, like, you know, what I'm saying that is a white cop could kill a black kid, but if a black cop killed a white kid, oh, never mind, all hell would have broken loose.
Well, but you know what I find? Wait, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, but what I find interesting is the fact that you don't hear. See, that's the thing. And you know what? I think that's gonna be our topic for next week, Red. White privilege. What does it really mean? Now, my thing is this. So, you don't really hear about too many black cops shooting, or other cops for that matter. You know, other minority cops shooting white people like that.
Oh, exactly.
But you always
and why
you
is
always seem to hear. But you always seem to hear about. A white cop shooting somebody black.
Why do you think that is?
Well, my thing is, they call us savages, but apparently somebody has an issue with self-control.
True. Well, you know what? More than half the time, it has nothing to do with racism. It just happened for whatever reason it happened. But the media portray it as racism involved.
Exactly. That's exactly
no.
what I was getting ready to say. Exactly. They
no.
do it to set a. They're trying to set a tone. The tone has been set already, but before the election, even though we know it's been happening all the time, before the election, they really set the tone.
You bring
and
it up
once
again,
don't you?
Stop it.
They. I'm trying not to. I'm sitting right here. I'm in one place. I'm
go
just
to the
saying they. No, y'all going there. Y'all really, y'all might. If y'all going there, y'all would be talking to each other because I'll cut off. But I'm just saying, it's like they set the tone before the election. You notice how you was hearing every other day, it was the cops were shooting a black man. Then after the election, it just you didn't hear about it anymore. It just like it disappeared.
You know what? Exactly. Because think about last year, we were talking about it now we're talking about Trump.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Well,
and
right,
that's sad.
Now, that 15-year-old boy that got his head blown off by that cop.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. The cop that happened to be white. They kind of, you know, it kind of came and went. And
yeah.
It shouldn't have. Because he got shot.
Was it a riot? There was a protest? Was there anything?
No.
Well, no, it wasn't nothing. Nope.
You had four kids leaving a party early because someone said they were making too much noise. They were in the car. Cops pulled them over. One of the cops felt the need to come up to the car with a damn rifle.
That's because somebody lied and said something more than just the kids were making noise.
Yeah, just to get the cops, probably get the cops to come there quicker. So whoever the person
yeah.
that called made that call and probably lied, like I hope somebody throw hot grits in your face. But anyway, so you take a rifle out, instead of your handgun, you take a rifle out and you shoot a kid in the head, I think, twice. Like,
so,
I've seen rifle.
No,
he was ready to kill.
A rifle round. Like, all it takes is one.
So, when was the Black
Lives human
Matter?
Body. Huh?
When was the Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives Matter is a useless ass joke. I wipe my ass with the t-shirts, like Black Lives Matter. Like, talking at me. Like, you know what? Hello, Black Lives Matter. You know what? It's, you know why it's such a joke? Because everybody took it and ran with it, and nobody said anything.
Uh-huh.
It went to Blue Lives Matter, Cat Lives Matter, Dogs Lives Matter, Fish Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, this lives, you know. Listen, shut up. Everybody matters.
That's
the problem.
Trump News Matter.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everything matters. The orange man matters. Like, everything matters. But you know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be. Everything matters, but you try to single it to Black Lives Matter. Listen, you could have came up with something better. You could have came with someone, because first of all, sitting up there saying Black Lives Matter does not help the situation at all. It's not helping the situation. All you're basically is saying is, like, you just want to be heard. You just want to be noticed because something, you know, wrong is going on. I get it, but that whole Black Lives Matter platform they're trying to run off of, shut up. Because, like you said, yeah, where is it? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's all these so-called leaders?
Well, Al Sharpton is a joke any damn way. He always been a damn joke.
Where are they? Where are they?
Then you got the old. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, like Brother B said, if it doesn't involve money, it does not benefit them. Why should they be involved?
Right.
And that's messed up.
And then you got these people that are overly woke, being too woke. Then they ran away with it. Then they want to tell you, oh, you're not black enough because you're not down with the cause. Man, get out of here with that.
Yeah, well, listen, just like, wait, who was that white girl that they was talking about that was saying that she was black and then they exposed her
to
being white?
Rachel Dolezal or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
And what organization was she down with?
NCAA.
Okay. I don't even see why it matters, because the original founders of the NAACP, two of them were white.
Mm-hmm.
So
see?
I don't even see where her color even matters in this whole thing and why they had to destroy her. But once again, like y'all said, that's the media, and
that's the media and these people that are over. I'm woke. Oh, I'm so woke now. Where was you 30 years ago? You wasn't woke 30 years ago. Now all of a sudden,
yeah,
you woke.
No, I'm sorry, but like I told people, she didn't do anything wrong. You know,
yeah, true.
She helped black people more than black people did, you know. So
true.
She want to be black,
right.
Be black. I don't care.
Yeah, just
right.
Try to catch a cab, but at least you'll catch a cab at night. But yo, this show is about to cut off because I don't know what's wrong with the timer and what it's telling me in the headphones. But yo, thanks to Block Talk Radio to bug me out. But Hara, thank you for calling. Yo, what's up with the show tomorrow? What's up with the show?
We're gonna be talking about Trump again.
Oh, right. Boy, absolute truth tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. And that's Hot Rod, Brother B, and Big Red signing off.
Later, guys.
Good night, guys.
Right off.
All right, good night.
Night.
Later.